You're listening to The Record on KUOW Seattle. I'm Bill Radke. Thank you for tuning in today. Boeing stock is down about 1% this afternoon after China announced new tariffs today on more than 100 American products, including Boeing jets. It's Beijing's response to President Trump's proposing tariffs on 1,000 or so Chinese exports. So how worried should the Seattle area be about especially a Boeing-involved trade war? My guest is aerospace reporter Andrew McIntosh from the Puget Sound Business Journal. Welcome, Andrew.
Hey, how are you doing?
Well, thank you. What is China doing to Boeing here?
Well, I would say they are talking a very loud and scary game, but when you drill down on what they are actually doing and what they're doing it to, you could easily conclude that China's tariff bark in this case is a lot worse than its bite.
What makes you conclude that?
Well, they slapped a 25% tariff on aircraft today from the United States as a response to the U.S. government, Trump administration's $50 billion package of tariffs that were announced yesterday. So it sounds really bad, but the tariff itself is linked to a very complex formula involving the weight, the fuel efficiency, and the technology in the aircraft in question. And then when you look at that and drill down a little bit more, you see that what's really being targeted is a very older model, Boeing 737 next generation jet, of which there are under 400 orders on the books right now, and from China, there's less than 40% of that. However, untouched in what China did today is the 4,200 jet order backlog for the 737 MAX. That's the newest model of the single aisle jet that is made in Rentonville. And nor are the Dreamliners and 777, the big wide body planes that Boeing makes up in Everett, those are not touched either.
Is China purposely somewhat sparing Boeing yet while looking tough?
Hey, that's exactly it. Everybody that I've looked at and talked to today says it looks like they're posturing, they're firing a shot across the bow, and they're pulling their punches in case this trade spat escalates and people don't negotiate some kind of resolution. Because really, everybody who looks at it objectively, and I talked to two veteran aerospace analysts who've covered Boeing for years and watched their business grow in China, and their conclusion is identical, that China is experiencing explosive passenger airline traffic growth right now. I myself have written stories about the airport development boom in China, where you have 74 new airports that are going to be built by 2020. 30 are already under construction. And so one in three Boeing 737 jets that roll out of Renton right now, particularly the MAXs, are going to airlines in China, and they need those planes. They need those planes to fuel the growth, and people in China want to travel.
When's China going to make its own passenger jets?
Well, they're making one right now. It's called the C919. It's in flight testing right now. In fact, the state aerospace manufacturer COMAC is making it, and it is going along well. They have two or three test aircraft, and they're flying, and they hope it will one day be a rival to Boeing 737.
Did you hear this? The top White House economic advisor said today that the Trump tariffs on China might just be a negotiating tactic and not ever take effect. Larry Kudlow said, talking about Trump, said, you know, there are carrots and sticks in life, but he is ultimately a free trader. He wants to solve this with the least amount of pain.
I saw that, and one must not forget that Boeing is heavily invested in China. They are in the process of building and completing what they call a 737 completion center in a coastal city of that country, where they're going to fly green, the sort of unfinished aircraft from Seattle, 737s, to this finishing center in China, where they're going to be painted, and the interiors will be installed by locals on behalf of the Chinese airline clients. So nobody here has an interest in making this, throwing gas on this fire. And the ultimate thing, the similar fact to what you just reported in terms of the statement that might be negotiating tactic, China didn't actually put an implementation date on the 25% tariff on aircraft. So, so you know, people are making a lot of noise and they're rattling sabers as part of this negotiation. And if I were somebody in the aerospace supply chain or a Boeing worker in Renton, of which there are 12,000 in our region, I wouldn't be too worried right now.
Aerospace reporter Andrew McIntosh, Puget Sound Business Journal. Thanks a lot for that, Andrew.
My pleasure.
And thank you for listening to The Record today, produced by Amina Al-Sadi, Ajua Jimma-Brenpong, Jason Pagano. Our social media producer is Bree Ripley. Tomorrow, Seattle writer Lindy West will be here. Don't miss that. I'm Bill Radke. See you then.